この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top 10. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Japan Top 10. I'm Vicky, and this month I'll be bringing you the Japan Top 10 November 2025 countdown. Since it's November and we're very much in autumn here in Japan, some songs are more calm, almost like sweater weather, and some songs are upbeat and they're going to make you dance. So, this month has some new songs, some returning songs, and I'm excited to bring them all to you. Before we start, we have one announcement. We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. So, let's get into our countdown. Ikimashou! Number 10, we have a new song, The Story of the Wind and Me by Adol.
Number 10.
抱きしめたいよ雪か
You were just listening to Ado with The Story of the Wind and Me. Ado is a Japanese singer from Tokyo, Japan, and they are very well known for their social media presence, along with not showing their face. In 2014, Ado took an interest in music after software for the video sharing website Nico Nico was released on the Nintendo 3DS. She began watching videos on the small screen of the handheld game console and was impressed by cover singers on Nico Nico, who sang without showing their faces. Ado's earliest musical influence was Vocaloid music, which she discovered during her early childhood, citing Hatsune Miku as her biggest influence. In an interview with Collider, Ado also cited American rock band Kiss and British rock band Queen as one of her early influences. The music video is very beautiful because it's a collaboration between Ado, Miyamoto Koji, and Mafu Mafu. So this music video shows like the sea, lots of blue, yet this song does appear as the theme song for the movie The Silent Service, The Great Sea Battle of the Arctic Ocean. For Ado's songs, this is relatively calm and peaceful along with the music video, and its story-like quality leaves listeners in a trance. So it's just a little bit of a surprise to hear such a calm song from Ado, but it adds a lot more depth to her discography. So this year has been relatively big for Ado. Ado even had a coffee collaboration with Georgia Coffee, which is still ongoing. You can find Georgia Coffee bottles with Ado on it. Yet, the more Ado releases, the bigger she becomes. So, that was our number 10 song. Moving on to number 9, we have another new song, Before I Forget by Vondi.
Number 9.
探し物は
You were just listening to Vondi with Before I Forget. Vondi is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flash. Following this success, he was selected as one of Spotify's Early Noise 2020 artists and was named a Space Shower Retsuden New Force Artist for 2020. He has released songs for multiple anime and live-action TV series, most famously Hadaka no Kusha for Ranking of the Kings and Chainsaw Blood for Chainsaw Man. It's another relatively calm song, and a lot of users on YouTube said that it had a nostalgic energy for it. One Japanese user said that they were coming back from their school trip, and this song was very pleasant for recounting their memories on this trip and will be going forward a song that they will associate with their school trip. So this song I am most definitely adding to my autumn playlist. Next, number 8, down 5 spots this month, we have Shine in the Cruel Night by Lisa.
Number 8.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Lisa with Shine in the Cruel Night. Lisa Oribe, known professionally as Lisa, is a Japanese singer and songwriter from Seiki, Gifu, signed to Sakura Music under Sony Music Artist. After aspiring to become a musician early in life, she started her musical career as the vocalist of the indie band Chucky. Following Chucky's disbandment in 2008, Lisa moved to Tokyo to pursue a solo career, making her major debut in 2010, singing songs for the anime television series Angel Beats. Lisa's songs have been featured as the theme music for various anime such as Fate/Zero, Sword Art Online, and Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaibai. In 2015, she made her acting debut as Maje Nelson in the Japanese dub of the animated film Minions. Shine in the Cruel Night is the theme song for the new movie Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Infinity Castle. For Demon Slayer folks, this is the first Lisa song since Mugen Train, and many users on YouTube, both Japanese and in other languages, mentioned that Lisa's voice just fits Demon Slayer. And many fans think it's from Giyu's point of view. So, this song has more of like a theatrical element to it, along with storytelling and a perspective from, of course, Demon Slayer. So, if you want spoilers, I will not spoil it for you, but I will say, please watch the new movie. It's worth it. Now, we have a new song for number 7. We have Gekijo, the show by Yosobi.
Number 7.
Oh, 手を見せつけてやるのさ。今この劇場で踊れ踊れダンス、この幕が下りるまで。
You are just listening to Yosobi with Gekijo. Yosobi is a Japanese musical duo formed in 2019. It consists of songwriter and producer Ayase and vocalist Lilas Ikuta under the moniker Ikura. Yosobi released their new song Gekijo, the show, on October 2nd, 2025. Written as the theme song for Fuji TV's ongoing Wednesday night drama series, Pray Speak What Has Happened, the track complements a powerhouse lineup with playwright Koki Mitani and Japanese star Masaki Suda as the lead role. This is Yosobi's first ever drama series theme. The song also carries special significance for the duo, as composer Ayase himself joins on vocals for the first time. Fun fact about Ayase, in the past he was a lead singer for a rock band, but that rock band unfortunately disbanded, and now he gets to use his vocal talents on this song. Another first includes that it is the very, very first live video from Yosobi. So many users, especially on YouTube and different internet forums, they were surprised how it kind of seemed like its own movie, and it was very much a departure from previous material and music videos. This upbeat song is most definitely going on my running playlist. I will also add for Yosobi that many commenters, whether they're Japanese or foreign, they keep mentioning how Yosobi's style has changed. So for both Ayase and Ikura, they have different hairstyles and it just fits their shift in direction and energy. Before we move on, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Back to our countdown. Number 6, we have I by Bump of Chicken, and it's new this month.
Number 6.
ここは命のまばたきの中だ。重なったら離れてしまう。ああ伝えなくては何をだったっけ。それじゃ思い出そう。今日僕らでこれだけ大切なのに、どうやればちゃんと正しく大切にできる。一度だけでいい。本当の本当が痛いよ。みんなシャボン玉まばたきの中、溶かせない痛みの生まれた場所、そこにいるんだろう。聞こえてしまった日々、我ながら鮮やかなままの脈打つ記憶で作られた始まりの声さ。やっと見つけた、ここまで来た。もうそれよ、集めてしまっておいた勇気の全部で君の生きるその前にいる。種も仕掛けも使い果たした後の諦めを許さない呪い。ああとても強く長い間握ってた願い事、世界をくれた魔法。乾かない雨を 白昼の夜をずっと連れてきたんだろう。そうして出会えた今体は息をする。痛みに血をめくらせる。その意味を知りたがるように呼び合う。今が心の答え合わせができる。何を取り返したいの。一人じゃないぜ僕も生きる。そのための夜
Just listening to Bump of Chicken with I. Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura in Chiba Prefecture. The band members are Moto Fujiwara on vocals and rhythm, Hiroaki Masukawa on guitar, and Yoshifumi Naoi on bass, and Hideo Masu on drums. The members first met in kindergarten and were classmates throughout their primary and secondary education. Bump of Chicken's first performance was in 1994 during their 9th grade cultural festival, playing a cover of the Beatles' version of Twist and Shout. I will be the ending theme for the anime My Hero Academia Season 8. They have a very colorful lyric video out, but as of early November, they still have no actual live or animated music video, but their lyric video, how the colors combine with the lyrics, just really complements each other. And many users said that they were surprised at how this song just went well with the theme of the anime My Hero Academia. So those were a few notes from commenters on YouTube. I have not seen many comments on image or message boards about this song, but as the song gains popularity, possibly more discussion will come out soon. We have another advertisement for you. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Again, if you did not hear that email, it is haleyg@jtop10.jp. So, if you want to be featured, please give them an email. Back to our countdown. At number 5, down by 4 spots this month, we have Blue Jeans by Hana.
Number 5.
I think I lost my last piece. 何かが足りてない日常に Flashlight みたいな君だった So bright 未だにまだ目が痛い So blind
インスタント自信がなくて Baby girls たちに嫉妬して気づいた時にはもうひねくれて適当に生きてまた出かけて Alright いつもどおり
Sorry, sneak up. My hair was mess. 그슬렸다 나이게 신야히 채지 부친's Sorry, sneak up. 제가 잘때 Give me what you, baby. 길래 이 나이 터다 부친's Sorry, sneak up. Yeah, high heel on your one piece. 나가 이 아직한 바퀴나 바디. 손 잡고 다쳐 Give me what you got, many. 私のとこへ like a fantasy 何度も確かめたい I'm not a type of girl って言ってそれでも君は笑って真夏の間だけでも信じて Alright 傷つくのが怖くて戸惑う私を少しだって気にしてくれない私が恋して君は Blue jeans, blue sneaker Your hair
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You were just listening to Hana with Blue Jeans. Hana is a 7-member Japanese girl group formed by Chanmina through the audition show No No Girls in 2025.They are managed by Sky High's company, BMSG, and are signed to No Label Music, a record label founded by Chan Mia, currently operating under Sony Music Japan. Hana released the pre-debut digital single, Drop, on January 31st, 2025. Later, they released their debut maxi single, Rose, on CD on April 23rd. The title track was released digitally on April 2nd.Blue Jeans was announced as the group's second major single released before their new digital single, Bad Love. There's a dance version to the song, and the music video seems like an actual movie, and the dance is very different from other girl groups. I just noticed, although midway through, they do have like a dance partner,It's not in the typical choreographed style that you may see from like Western 90s, early 2000s artists or even K-pop artists. Like their dance style is like very different and how there's the inclusion of different English lyrics in the song. It gives a semi-nostalgic aspect meeting, you know, cool new 2025. So...If anyone manages to nail down their choreography, please let me know because I was just watching the choreography video and still I have some questions, but the actual music video does kind of seem like a movie, how it was directed. So it was like, oh, I guess they're being actresses on top of being dancers and singers. So moving on to number four, we have a new song. We have Jane Doe by Kenshi Yonezu and Hikaru Utada.
Number four.
You were just listening to Kenshi Yonezu and Hikaru Utada with Jane Doe. Jane Doe served as the closing theme song for the Japanese animated film Chainsaw Man, the movie Res Arc. The song was later physically released on September 24, 2025, alongside Yonezu's song Iris Out, the opening theme song of the movie, as a double A-side maxi single. Three variants were released: the regular edition, the Iris Out edition, and the Jane Doe edition. The Iris Out variant includes an acrylic stand and a Polaroid photo of the character Rez from Chainsaw Man as bonus goods, while the Jane Doe version consists of a DVD of the Kickback music video and a live performance. Many users, especially on YouTube, remarked how it changed their expectations before and after the movie, that if you don't see the movie, this song is good at not giving you spoiler alerts. Rather, it did change how they saw the song as well as the lyrics after the movie. So, perhaps we will have more Yonezu coming up, but number three, dropping down by two places this week, we have Rashisha, or Uniqueness, by Official Higegandism.
Number three.
Bye.
You were just listening to Official Higaidandism with Rashisha or Uniqueness. Official Higaidandism, meaning Manly Mustache, is a pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012. Usually, instead of always saying Official Higaidandism, many folks will say just Higaidan, and they have been continually in the top spots, especially for the Oricon charts, for well over a decade now. The band Official Higaidandism was formed on June 7th, 2012. They released their indie debut mini album Love to Peace wa Kimi no Naka on April 22nd, 2015. Their major debut single, No Doubt, was released on April 11th, 2018. Rashisha is the theme song for the new animated movie Hyakumu, or 100 Meters. It is a great running song, and it has more of like a sportsy energy to it. So I really love this song this month, and I, of course, along with Yosobi, I am putting this song on my running playlist as the temperatures are rapidly dropping. So, also, a few users commented on one messaging board that it sounds like a good song to run away from bears from. And for our listeners who don't know, this month especially, along with last month, throughout Japan, there's been so much news about bears and bear attacks. So Hokkaido has a different type of bear than Honshu, the main island, and these two types of bears have been causing havoc. The type of bear on Honshu is having like its greatest year for visibility, but as a human being, it's not so great. And actually, I was followed home by two bears a few weeks ago, so I think I will be listening to this song while I'm running away from bears. And before we get back to our countdown, we have another announcement. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See the full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. Now, back to our countdown, we have a new song at number 2. We have Good Days by Mrs. Greenapple.
Number 2.
Ooh,
You were just listening to Mrs. Greenapple with Good Days. Mrs. Greenapple is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. Singer Omori started creating music when he was in 6th grade, but did not form a band until 2013. In 2024, Omori stated that he had been diagnosed with sudden hearing loss in his left ear, after having problems listening with it the day before. He added that the group would continue with concerts already announced while paying attention to any changes and continuing with any treatment given by doctors. For some major milestones, especially for listeners who feel like Mrs. Greenapple has been around forever, following the success of their first ever arena tour, the band announced that they will be releasing a best album compilation called Five. The album consisted of remastered tracks from their previous albums, as well as three new songs. It was released worldwide on July 8, 2020, together with the music video for the song Theater. This video is like very upbeat, it's cute, and it transitions from 3D-like animations to an actual party, and yes, everyone does seem very cute in this music video. So it's a combination of several different things Mrs. Greenapple's known for, basically always being a little different while staying cute and to their roots. Now, for our number one song this month, we have, up 7 places, Iris Out by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number one.
ここ弱点。 死ぬほど回避不安めつかい何が仕様にフェルクーバイバラまく安心気づけば同時この世に生まれた君がでパチモンでもいい何でもいい今君と名付いてる全て欲しいけど目から選び湯が切れて I miss out I miss out
Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese singer-songwriter and illustrator. Yonezu's 2018 single, Lemon, became his biggest hit in Japan, topping the Billboard Japan Hot 100 year-end chart for two consecutive years. His 2022 song, Kickback, is his most successful single to date outside Japan, debuting on international charts including UK rock and metal singles and US hot rock and alternative songs.And was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, otherwise known as RIA or RIAA. Iris Out served as the opening theme song for the Japanese animated film Chainsaw Man, the movie Res Arc. The song was later released physically on September 24th, 2025, alongside Jane Doe, the closing theme song as a double A-side maxi single.The song artwork was drawn by Yonezu himself and many users, whether it was on imaging message boards or on YouTube, said that he's essentially a triple threat. That he can write, he can sing, and he can draw. This song is very upbeat and of course it's going on my running playlist. So, we had...two appearances by Kenshi Yonezu. Aside from our countdown, we have our Indie Spotlight this month. And for our Indie Spotlight, we have 369 Ocean and Space by Eipose.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Eposé with 369 Ocean in Space. Jasmine, whose stage name is Eposé, is a rapper, record producer, songwriter, and singer originally from New Delhi, India, who has previously worked with a Japanese indie music label. Her job used to produce songs and sell CDR in Japan. They created music that blends Japanese pop, city pop, and funk hip-hop. Japanese music and culture has inspired her since childhood. Now, she's begun her journey as an independent artist. 369 Ocean in Space is Eposé's debut single, a bilingual Japanese and English track that blends J-pop, trap, and R&B influences. The song tells a cosmic love story expressed through dreamy melodic rap vocals floating over a bouncy trap beat. It captures the feeling of drifting through an astral realm, merging a cute yet emotional energy that connects with listeners who enjoy melodic rap. The album cover for this, or rather the single art, is pink, and Eposé, I guess, is wearing kind of like a princess crown, and it just sets the perfect mood for this song. Especially how her voice is more cutesy and high-pitched really sets a contradiction between the beat, and it just pairs perfectly. It's kind of like this song is mixing like fire and ice together, and it sets almost like it could sound like, you know, a movie soundtrack, especially if you're like introducing the protagonist of a movie, sort of say. So I really enjoyed this indie spotlight this month because I found a new song. I will also be possibly putting on my running playlist as well, but there's only so many songs I can add at the same time, and I don't want to be running forever from, you know, a bear. So in 2 weeks from now, our latest All About Me episode will be released featuring our amazing host, Kuze. So please stay tuned to listen to his episode. I hope you enjoyed the countdown this month, and hopefully you have a few fall songs to keep you warm as the temperatures decrease, or if you're in another part of the world that's not getting cold, I hope some of these songs could make you relaxed and also make you dance at the same time. So whatever was your favorite song this week, this month, let alone this year, I hope some of these songs you could add to your playlist. I will say, aside from Kenshi Yonezu, who made our top 10 two times this month, I also really enjoyed the new Yosobi song. So whatever you thought of your favorite song, or maybe your not so favorite song, I hope this could add some new songs to your playlist. So we will hear next month from some more artists and more songs. So please stay tuned to hear Kuze's story, and stay tuned to hear our December top songs as well. Please stay safe, healthy, well, happy, and keep on dancing. Until next time, I'm Vicky. See you, mata ne.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.